Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebad in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebad, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Kuf Gimal. Today's daf has been dedicated by Dr. Isaac Meddeb and his wife Lily in memory of Moshe ben Rachel Mann. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilun Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Dr. Isaac Meddeb and his wife Lily in memory of Moshe ben Rachel Mann. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We are beginning on Kuf Bet Amud Bet, and we will start two lines from the bottom. Gufa. We learned in a statement, Yom Tov Shechal Liyot Achar HaShabbat. Today we discuss a scenario where Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbat, where you're in a situation now where you need to make both Kiddush and Havdalah. The Kiddush obviously is to accept upon yourself the Kiddushah of Yom Tov. The Havdalah is to exit from the Kiddushah of Shabbat. Our Gemara today is going to give us many opinions of exactly the order of such a Kiddush and Havdalah combination. Keep in mind, you also have Yain, which is Gefen, and there's also a Boreh Me'oreh Ha'esh for the Ner of Havdalah. So therefore, the Gemara gives different opinions, and we are going to have to explain the logic of why each rabbi says his specific order to the exclusion of the other orders. So the Gemara begins, Rav Amar Yakna. That's the way to remember it. Yakna would mean Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. Now the Rashbam will tell us what is the rationale of this order. So let's start from the Rashbam Gufa. Gufa, Yom Tov Shachal Liyot Ahar HaShabbat, Sarich Lehavdil Ulkadesh. Umashma, Shim Lo Haya Yom Tov, let's say it was just a regular Motzei Shabbat, Lo Hayu Cholkim HaAmoraim HaLalu. There would be no machloket in what the procedure would be. Ela, Kule Alma Modu Yayin Me'or VeHavdala. Like it says in Masechet Berachot, you would put the Yayin, you would put the Esh, and you would do the Havdalah. V'Ash Tadika Kiddushat HaYom. But now that you have a Kiddush involved, Peligi. Ulfikach Sarik Li Ten Tam Nechol Debrehem. We have to give a reason for each opinion. V'Lomar Shakidush Gorem L'Shonot HaTaseder Mekamut Shiragil. Mekamut Shiragil. And we're forced to say that it's something about the Kiddush that is going to change the order. So therefore, that's the Rashbam's theory over here. It's the Kiddush that causes the Shinui. And therefore, in each opinion, we're going to have to see why exactly and how the Kiddush impacted the order. Next Rashbam. Rav Amar Yakna. Svirale Kiddushat Hayom Adifa Mehavdalah. According to him, the reason why you put Kiddush before Havdalah, because bottom line, Kiddush was accepting upon yourself the Kiddushav Yom Tov is more important than Havdalah, which is exiting. That's one logic why the Kiddush would come before Havdalah. Now, we can understand why the Yayin would go first, obviously, because of the rule of Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. And since Yayin is a Berachat Gefen, which is more frequent than the other Berachot, so you put your Yayin first because of Tadir, Kiddush you want to put before the Havdalah, and then Havdalah, the regular order would be Ner and Havdalah. That's the way you make Havdalah during the regular Motzei Shabbat. So but he speaks it out. Iname, another reason would be, Dechi Mavdil Beresha Mechzida Avi Ale Kedushat Hayom Kemasui. Secondly, if you're going to put Havdalah first, Rav says it looks like the Shabbat was a burden on you, that you can't wait to get rid of it. So therefore his logic also says put Havdalah at the end to show that the Shabbat is not a burden. Now, Fichach Yayin Kodem Nekiddush Kebet Elel De Tadir Veshino Tadir Tadir Kodem Vahara Kiddush Ner Havdalah Kishar Motzei Shabbat Shaner Kodem Havdalah. So that's the logic of Rav. Comes the next opinion. Ushmuel Amar Yenhak. Shmuel comes along and says, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. So clearly, the Yayin stays the same. You tell me it's a Tadir, it's not Tadir. Now, the Sheila is, why does he put the Havdalah before the Kiddush? So Rashbam, Ushmuel Amar Yenhak. Shmuel Sfirale Havdalah Kodem the Kiddush. Why? Kedemifaresh ta'amal kameh. The Gemara later on is going to give him mashal to why Havdalah should come before Kiddush. Mashal Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah lema davar dome lemelech sheyatza ve'aperkos nichnas. Let's say you have a king that's leaving, and aperkos, we'll call him a duke, is entering. So therefore, melavin et hamelech. So first you escort the king, and then you bring in the duke, which is lower. Hashabbat leavdil veharkach yotzin leklat aparkos leklat yom tov lekadesho. So since Shabbat is similar to the king, because the kedushah of Shabbat is stronger than the kedushah of Yom Tov, so first you escort the king out with the havdalah, and then when the aparkos, which is the Yom Tov, comes in, you make the kiddush. Ve'al milte de Shmuel amar lebehedja beberachot birushalmi be'elu devarim. The Yerushalmi says this clearly. Rabbi Hananya amar yinhak. Ve'atar bi'arnak Shmuel. Hananya's found this opinion of Shmuel. De'amar v'Hananya b'shem Shmuel. Mashal le'melech yotze. V'shilton nechnas. Melavin et ha'melech. Ve'arkat makdisim et ha'shilton. Hilkach. Yayin techila. Yayin first. Ve'arkach ma'or. Ve'arkach havdala. De'kevan havdala. Kodim le'kiddush. Now once already putting havdala kodim kiddush, do it the normal way you do it on Motzei Shabbat. Put ner before the havdalah. So they were yanak, yayin, ner, havdalah, because that's the normal order that you do it during the week, during havdalah. And then yaseh kos havdalah kedim, motzei shabbat odama. Ve'har kach, yekadesh. Uma she'en notin amorim siman lebesamim. Oh, now, Rashbam has a side question here. Where's the besamim? Which means we know on Motzei Shabbat, part of the Havdalah is, we say a beracha on besamim, on a fragrant. So spices. So therefore the Sheila is, hey, where's your besamim? How come the rabbis are neglecting this? So he says, Lefi she'en mevarchin ala besamim biyom tov, sharei gam biyom tov yesh lanu neshama yetera keshabbat. So it's the whole reason why we make ner besamim Motzei Shabbat, because we have a void of the extra neshama that was with us on Shabbat. So in order to fill that void, so is a spiritual depression. So by smelling the besamim, that so to speak satiates that void. So he's telling us a big hadush Rashbam. On Motzei Shabbat, which is Yom Tov, there is no need, because the neshama is still there. Neshama yitera is there. Comes the Tosfot and asks on this. Tosfot says, if the neshama is there on Yom Tov, so then how come on Motzei Yom Tov we don't make besamim? Because we know we make Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov. So therefore, if there was a neshama yitera, there should be besamim. So Tosfot therefore says, no, really there is no neshama yitera on Yom Tov. And therefore, really, you should have had to make besamim on Motzei Shabbat Yom Tov. But the reason why we don't do it is because you'll be compensated with the spiritual void by the Se'udav Yom Tov that's going to follow. The Se'udav Yom Tov is the compensation to that spiritual depression. And therefore, you don't need to have the besamim. You have an alternate for the besamim. That's the Tosafot in Dibura Matchil, Rav Amar Yakna. Comes the Gemara and continues. So far we gave the opinions of Rav and Shmuel. Rabba says, Yehnak, which is Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, and Kiddush. So clearly, Rabba's holding, like Shmuel, in the sense that what? You put Havdalah first. Why? Because the Mashal, that, you know, first you escort the king, and then you bring in the Duke. Let's read the Rashbam. Ve'Rava Amar, Rava says, Yehnak. Svida le kerav. Well, he holds like Rav in the sense to mashve maor ben kiddush lehavdalah, that he puts meorea esh between kiddush and havdalah. If you remember, Rav was yakna, right? Which means you had the ner before the havdalah. So here also, this opinion holds like Rav, that he puts the maor. He puts
Again, Svira Lekirav, he holds like Rav, the Mashve Maor, that he puts the Maor, this is Rabbah doing it, Ben Kiddush Lehavdalah, that he puts the Maor between the Kiddush and Havdalah. That's why he says, Yehnak, Havdalah, Ner, Kiddush. Now, She'en Nachon Be'enav Shel Rabbah, Lesmok Havdalah, Lekiddush. He doesn't want to put the Havdalah next to the Kiddush. Why? Shezem machish kocho shel ze, because they're opposites, which means one is leaving the kedusha and one is entering. Hakidush oseu kodesh v'avdalah oseu kodesh kal. So therefore, he doesn't want to put kiddush next to avdalah, so he wants to separate it. So how does he separate the kiddush from the avdalah? He puts a ner in between. Now, v'svira lekishmuel. But he holds like Shmuel as well, the Avdalah called him the Kiddush, like we said with the Mashal. So therefore, he says, Umi Yayin Berosh Kulan the Tadir Kodim. So now we're starting to understand his opinion. Yayin comes first, everybody agrees to the law of Tadir. V'achi name beberachot Yerushalmi. Yom Tov Shachal Yom Bemotzei Shabbat. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Yakna. Rabbi Hanina Amar Yanhak. V'Levi Amar Yehnak. Now the Yerushalmi has this opinion as Levi. We have it in our text as Rabbah, which is Yehnak, but the Yerushalmi has it as Levi. Mistabed de Levi da'amar me'ain shenehem, nir'eli da'achi nami garsinan ve'levi amar Yehnak. So the Rashbam just changes the Gersa. He says he'd rather put Levi's name over here to this opinion as opposed to Rabbah. Sheken derech ha'moraim Rab ve'levi ve'shmuel haverim him. Which is normally when you have opinions, you always see the three rabbis together. Rav, Shmuel, and Levi. Rabbah is usually separate. So therefore, based on our Gemara as well, you have Rav, the first opinion, you have Shmuel, the second opinion, and you have Levi. So therefore, he has the text. Tosfot also points that out. If you look at the top Tosfot, he says, Rashbam mehapech agirsa, mishum derav u'shmuel ve'levi, havirim hayu. Okay, because they were friends. The Tosfot himself does not change the Gersa, he keeps it as Rabbah. But that's neither here or there. We just have to know the logic of Rabbah. Let's review his logic. Yayin first, because of Tadir. Havdalah second, because he holds of the Sevarah, you got to make Havdalah before the Kiddush. And then he separates Havdalah to Kiddush with Ner. Why? Because he wants to put a buffer between Havdalah and Kiddush because they're opposites.
Right.
So he doesn't want to put them back to back to each other because they're serving different purposes. So the Ner serves as a buffer between the two items. Just like in Rav's opinion, the Ner was between. Rav held Yakna. Yeah. He made Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. So the Ner also was separated. Yeah. So therefore he holds like that also, that you have to separate between the Kiddush and the Havdalah. So that's the third opinion. Now we go to the fourth opinion. V'Levi Amar. Now according to Rashbam, this would be V'Rabah Amar, right? According to this text. He says, Kiniyah. He puts Kiddush, then Ner, then Yayin, then Havdalah. Now this is the first opinion that we're seeing out of the opinions that does not put Yayin first. So now we have to understand, why would he put Kiddush first? Well, Kiddush we can understand according to the Rashbam. I read the words inside. Svira le de Kiddush kodem le Havdalah kirav. Like Rav's opinion, meaning you don't want to make Havdalah first, either because Kiddush is more holier than the Havdalah, it's more Hashuv, because you're accepting Kiddushah, or because of the Masui Sevara. Because you don't want to make Havdalah first, because it looks like the Shabbat was a Torah. So therefore you put Kiddush first and foremost. Now, let's just get the right Girsa there, because Bach changes it. Kerav ומתחיל לדיבור אינו רוצה ומרחיק הבדלה מברכת היין כאן צריך לראות תיבת ולמה ותיבת על נמחק. Okay, so take it ולמה. אינו רוצה לומר יין ברשא. But he doesn't put יין first. Why? לפי שאם כן אינו נראה שמבדיל על היין. You see, this opinion wants to put the yayin as close as he can to the Havdalah.
Why? If you're going to put the yayin in the beginning, it's not going to be evident that the yayin is also for the havdalah. Hu ilu marhik havdalah me'al birkat ha-yayin. V'areh, ikar havdalah lo tiknu ila ala yayin. Which means you could, no. On havdalah, you could only make on yayin. Aval kiddush afilu ala pat yachod kadesh. Yayin is not exclusive in kiddush. Kiddush, there's ways out. And therefore, if you're going to put the yayin earlier, it's going to look like it's not attached to the havdalah. Mm-hmm. And therefore, mm-hmm. kiddush beresha. So put the kiddush first. Why? Because we don't want to show that the Shabbat is a masui. So do the kiddush first. Don't put yayin first either, because that's going to be far away from your havdalah. Ve'adar me'or. Okay, then put or again, because that would cause the yayin to be closer to the havdalah. Lefi she'anu rosim nesmoch yayin lehavdalah behavdalah al korchach lebesof tiyeh. I put the havdalah last kishar kol motzei shabbatot, like all the regular motzei shabbatot. That is or and then havdalah. So the new sevara that's introduced according to this opinion is that the yayin wants to be close to the havdalah, because by putting it earlier, it's not going to be evident that the yayin is attached to the havdalah. And yayin is very important for the havdalah, more than it is important for the kiddush. Now he asks a question to Rashbam. V'hai delo magdim yayin mekameh me'or kishar motzei shabbatot. Which means, so why don't you put a regular motzei shabbat, it's yayin, me'or, havdalah. On a regular motzei shabbat, we put the yayin not right next to the havdalah. We buffer it with the there. So it's close enough. If it's close enough for a regular motzei Shabbat, why isn't it close enough in this case? So therefore, you should keep it kiddush and then put yayin near havdalah, like we do on every motzei Shabbat. If it's good enough for a motzei Shabbat, why not for this case? So he says, she'im kacha yan re'al kiddush velo al havdalah. Because again, if you put it in such a case, we'll think that the yayin is going for the kiddush as before. But on a regular motzei Shabbat, there's no kiddush, I won't make that mistake. So therefore, this case is worse, because I gotta contend with a kiddush. Comes the next opinion. Top line of the Gemara. Rabbanan amre kina. They come along and give the order, kiddush, yayin, ner havdalah. Now, we understand why you make kiddush first, because the sevara of Rav. That why we don't want to make the havdalah first, because it looks like a masui, or the kiddush is more hashuf. Good. Let's read by Rashbam. Svira le kerav, the kiddush kodem havdalah. Verotse namel lesmoch yayin lehavdalah tfe mikiddush. And he also says that what you like to put the yayin
for the havdalah
close to the havdalah. Hilka kiddush beresha. The adar kol seder havdalah she seder kol motzei shabbat. Then follow the regular order of motzei shabbat to have yayin meor behavdalah. Which means he doesn't hold that it's got to be right next to the havdalah, but as long as it's after the kiddush, so therefore it's to the havdalah, and therefore you're okay. Ina me rotzin lehavdil ben kiddush havdalah bechol hayecholet. Now here's the sevara that we understand. He wants to separate kiddush to havdalah as much as he can. Because since we said that kiddush to havdalah are opposites, so therefore the only way you could separate it is by putting kiddush first and putting havdalah last. And therefore he holds that kiddush yayin ner havdalah, so the kiddush is first and havdalah is last, because of that logic, to keep them as far away as we can to each other since they represent opposites. Next opinion. Mor b'ed ravina amar nikiya. He says ner kiddush yayin havdalah. This is the first, because he's putting ner at the beginning, and then he's doing the kiddush second, then the yayin he puts next to the havdalah, which is last. Logic, Rashbam nikiya. It's the third wide line in the Rashbam. Kiddush kodem lehavdalah kerav. Well, the kiddush does come before the havdalah. That follows Rav's opinion that the kiddush has a precedence, or because you don't want it to look like a masui. The yayin namer rotzeh lesmoch lehavdalah. Good. And the yayin also comes next to the havdalah. So that explains the last three. Mm-hmm. Meaning you're putting your kiddush first, your yayin would be next to your havdalah. But why is the ner first? כמו שפירשתי, הלכך נקייה בעינן, ומאור משווה ברשם מקמה קידוש. Why? דעה כל מוצאי שבת קודם להבדלה. Which means, normally you always make ash before Havdalah. Why?
Lefi shenehne bo tehillah.
Which means, what do you have hana'a first on? The candle is lit already. Okay. The first thing you have hana'a on is what? Is the or. The or is there when you, it's standing there when you begin Havdalah. It's in front of you.
Hachanameh kodim nekidush.
Even though you want to make kiddush first, but the sunnah has to precede the kiddush. The item that you benefit from first. What's the item that you benefit even from before the kiddush?
The fire.
So therefore, make the berachah the kiddush. Why do you benefit from the fire?
Why do you need it first?
Because you're benefiting it from it first. Before it's in front of you, there's a light in front of you. You walk to your table, there's a light on already. The first thing that hits you is the hana that you're getting from the ner. So therefore, you have to make the ner first. Now, why don't you tell me, what do you mean? Do yayin, and then put the ner, and then do the havdalah.
Kedisha mosa shabbat, shayayin kodem no bezvir shet tadir. The imken yesh kan efsek ben yayin havdalah.
Again, according to this rabbi, he does not want to separate the yayin to the havdalah. Because since there's a kiddush factor over here, so therefore we want to make it evident that the yayin is connected to the havdalah. So therefore, you're not going to say, well, do it like you do all week long, all year long. Put the yayin, do the ner, and then do the Havdalah. No. You can't do that. You got to put the yayin next to the Havdalah. And we want to put Kiddush first. But if it's a choice between Kiddush and Ner, Ner before the Kiddush. And therefore put the Ner first. So that's the opinion of Mor Bered Ravina.
Marta Amar Meshemed Rav Yoshua.
Marta says Rav Yoshua Nihak. Which is you put the Ner first, because that's the Hana'a of the Ner, and then he puts the Yayin, Havdalah, and then the Kiddush, according to this opinion, is actually last. So that's the Kiddush of this opinion. This is the first opinion that we see, that the Kiddush is put all the way at the end. So again, Gemara gives the next sheet. Marta Amar Mitzvah Rabbi Yoshua Nihak. Ner, okay, we understand why Ner is first, because Ner is the first thing you're having Hana'a from. And then he says, Yayin will put first, next to the Havdalah, because he doesn't want to separate it. Yayin, Havdalah. Havdalah is putting before Kiddush because of the Sevara that says, you escort the king first. And then the Kiddush, he puts last. Comes again, Gemara says, Shalat le'abu d'Shmuel l'Rabbi. So the father of Shmuel sent to Rabbi, Yelamedenu Rabbenu. Right, let our master teach us Seder Havdalot Heach. She says, I have all these opinions. Give us the bottom line, how are you supposed to make Havdalah?
Shalach le'kach amar bi Ishmael bar bi Yoseh, shamar mishum Abib, shamar mishum Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya Nahik.
And that's the opinion of Ner comes first, Havdalah, then Yain, then Kiddush. The Rashbam explains this opinion as follows. And we go to the Rashbam, Shamar Meshum Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya Nahik, Vetama, Kedem Afishim Lekamad Havdalah, Kodem the Kiddush. But we know, you have to escort the king first. So Havdalah comes first.
Vilkach Ner Tehila.
Well, you put the Ner first, the fish should say, Leiten Yayin Samuk Lavdalah Lekiddush, Sheshneem Nitkinu Ala Yayin. The Savarabo is, he wants to put Yayin in between sandwich between Havdalah and Kiddush, because the Yayin is going on both of them. So therefore, you put Havdalah. Yayin Kiddush, that would be Hik, and then you put the Ner first, and then it stands alone, because you don't need a cause for Ner. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Hananya, Rav Hananya says, Mashad Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, the Mashad, we can explain this opinion, of putting Havdalah before Kiddush, Lemelech sheyotze, v'aparkos nechnas. The king is exiting, and the duke is entering. Melavin et ha-melech, that would be through Havdalah, v'arkach, yotzin nekrat aparkos, by making a Kiddush. So the Gemara says, May havi ala. What is the bottom line, halakha l'maaseh? What do we do regarding this? Abaye amar, Baye comes along and says, Yak zinha, v'rava amar, yak nehaz. Which means, both Abaye and Rava agree to Rav. That Rav comes along and says, it's Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. It's Yakna. The she'ela is, on the first night where you have a Shehiyanu, where do you insert the Shehiyanu? So there, the Zeman. So therefore we have a machloket between Abaye and Rabbah. Abaye comes along and says, Yayin Kiddush, then you put the Zman, and then the Ner Havdalah. The reason why you put the Zman there is because the Zman is part of the Kiddush. And therefore keep it part of the Kiddush. Don't confuse it into the Havdalah area. So Yayin Kiddush Zeman,
and then do your Havdalah. Rabbah is going to say Yak Nahaz, meaning put the Zeman at the end, because she always puts Zeman at the end. On a regular Yom Tov, where there's no Motzei Shabbat, Zeman is always the last Beracha, so keep it as the last Beracha. Vilcheta, and Halacha follows Rabbah. That what? That you do Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zeman. Now, why would the Gemara need to tell us Halakha Kirabah? We know there's a standing rule that whenever you have a Mahlokat Abayim Rabah, the Halakha is like Rabah except for six cases of Ya'al Kegam. So the Tosfot says you're right. If it was just Abayim Rabah, the Gemara wouldn't have went out of its way to tell us. But since we have other Amoraim over that gave different opinions, so therefore to exclude them, we have to say Halakha follows Rabah. Comes the Gemara and continues, Ravuna Bar Yehuda. Ikla lebe Rava. Rabuna bar Yehuda was invited to the house of Rava. Aitu lekamayu meor ubesamim. So it was Motzei Shabbat. So they brought in front of him meor, the light, the candle, and the besamim. Barich Rava abesamim beresha. So first he made the besamim, the beracha ve'adar amaor. So he was making havdalah, but he put besamim before ish. So Amar le. Veha ben bet Shammai uben bet Hillel meor beresha vehadar abesamim, which means in Masechet Berachot, when bet Hillel and bet Shammai had an argument on how to make the havdalah in a case where you only have one course, you need it for the Birkat Hamazon, their argument was not on the order of ner and besamim. Both agreed you put the ner first and then you put the besamim. They argued in exactly where do you put the Birkat Hamazon. However, who are you relying on to put the besamim first? So the Gemara umayi. What's that machloket? Ditnan. We have a mishnah. Bet Shammai omrim ner umazon besamim ve'avdala. On that case, you would put ner first, then berkat hamazon, because you only have one course, so you make your berkat hamazon. Then you put besamim, and then you would say havdala. Bet Hillel omrim ner ubesamim mazon ve'avdala. But everybody holds that the ner is always coming before the besamim. Ane Rabba Batre. So Rabba answered, Ve'amar zu devre Rabbi Meir. Yeah, that interpretation that you're saying from Masechet Berachot is following the way that Rabbi Meir understood the machloket. Aval Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo nechleku bet Shammai bet Hillel ala mazon shu betechila, v'al avdala shu basof. Al ma nechleku? Al ma'or v'al besamim. Kot Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, that wasn't the machloket bet Shammai bet Hillel. The machloket was specifically on what goes first, me'or or besamim. Which means everybody agrees Birkat Hamazon goes first. Mm-hmm. And everybody also agrees Havdalah goes last. So what are they arguing on? The order of Besamim and Ner. Bet Shammai omrim Me'or ve'achar kach Besamim u'Bet Hillel omrim Besamim v'achar kach Me'or. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan nehagu ha'am ke'Bet Hillel ve'alibad Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan said the custom is taken that we follow Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of the machloket according to Bet Hillel, obviously, and therefore we put Besamim first. That's the way we do it. Halakha l'maaseh, the Havdalah, we make Yayin, and then Besamim, and then Esh, and then Havdalah. One time the Ben Ish Chai once gave an emet for this, and he said that it goes according to the order of a person's face. First, he has the mouth, which is the lower part, then it goes to the nose, which is high, which is the smelling, then it goes to the eyes, which is ner, and then it goes to the brain, which is hamavdil, the power to discern between kodesh and chol. So therefore it's ma'alim ba'kodesh, it just follows the order of the person's face. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, ikla lebe Rava. He found himself in the house of Rava. Hazia, he saw the barich bore priya gefen akasakama. On the first cup, he made bore peri hagefen. And then, this was a, Rashi says, b'motzei Shabbat shel chol. It was just a regular motzei Shabbat, right? So he made bore peri hagefen. Ve'adar barich akasa de bircheta ve'eshte. Then they made birchat hamazon. And then, of course, you have a cost of Birkat Hamazon. He made another beracha on the Geffen after Birkat Hamazon. So he made two Geffens. He made, during the Seudah, they made a Geffen. They made Birkat Hamazon. And then, on the cost of Birkat Hamazon, they said another Geffen. So the Gemara says, Amar le, so he told him, Lama la kulehai. What are you doing all this for? What is it necessary? Habarich lan mor hadazimna. You made a beracha gifin already. Didn't you make a beracha and the gifin before the Sa'udah? So therefore you're covered. The Chavrat should cover you for the gifin that you're drinking after. Amar le, ki havinan beresh galuta hachi avdinan. He's what I mean. This is the way we did it when we had the Sa'udah by the exilog, by the resh galuta, that we made a beracha on both kosot, on the beracha before the Sa'udah and the beracha on the Birkat HaMazon. Amar le, he tells him, I understand in the Resh Geluta why you did that. The Achi Avid de Safek Maitilan, Safek Lo Maitilan. Which means in the Resh Geluta you didn't know if they're going to bring you a kos. Which means you don't know if they're going to supply a kos for the Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, when they brought it, it's a Hadush. So therefore, of course, your mind was off of it. That's why you had to make two berachot. Hacha. Here we have the course in front of us. We knew it's coming. We knew it's there. So again, why then did you make a second beracha after the Birkat HaMazon? Amar le, so he says, Ana avde ketalmide de Rav. He says, I'm following the opinion of the students of Rav. What's the student? He says, the Rav Beruna veRav Hananel Talmidei de Rav Avu Yadveh b'Seudata. The students of Rav were sitting in a Seuda. Kae Alayu Rav Yeba Sava. And who was serving them as, let's say, the Shamosh? Rav Yeba Sava was over them. Like it says, Avraham Avinu v'hu Omed Alehim. Amar Lehem, so he told them, Havlan v'Nebrich. So Rav Yema said, okay, let's make Birkat HaMazon. Have that in the brich. As if they're saying, they're finished. Lesof, after that he said, have that in the brich. Amru le, they tell Rav Yema, have that in the shteh. Hey, you know what? Let's drink some more. Amar lehu, so he tells them, hache amar Rav, he says, hold it. We have a tradition from Rav, kevan de amritu have that in the brich. Once you say Havlam in the Brich, it's Sera Lechun Mishteh. Finish, you can't drink anymore until you make the Birkat HaMazon. My Tama, the Ashitu Da'ataychu. Because you made a Heseyach Hada'at. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say the same thing over here. Here, when we drank the first course, now we didn't say Havlam in the Brich. We actually made Birkat HaMazon. Finish. So once you make Birkat HaMazon, that will be considered a Heseyah Adad from the original course, and therefore you have to make a Berachah Rishonah, the second course. Look at the Rashbam. Amar lechu lemishteh alma Birkat HaMazon asuheh da'atahu. You see clearly that what the Birkat HaMazon is considered a Heseyah Adad. V'sarik razul barek lachar Birkat HaMazon. V'achi nahaginan. And that's really the Rashbam says the way we know Hig. Rafagav the Shavinan Mehaka. The Birkat HaMazon Afsuke Saudatahu. And even though we're saying now that the Birkat HaMazon does break the Saudah, Lo Ba'e Biruche Alayayin Le Acharav Mekamed the Nevrich Birkat HaMazon. But you don't have to make a Beracha Harona on the wine before you make Birkat HaMazon. Why? Lefi She Birkat HaMazon Potarto. Let's ask another question, which is, you drank the wine during the Sa'udah. So we're learning now that what? That the Birkat HaMazon is considered a Se'adat, and therefore what? You got to make a new gifin if you're going to drink after. But what about Birkat HaMazon being poter, the wine that you drank during the Sa'udah? So the Rashbam says, for sure the Birkat HaMazon will cover it. Why? Dehashta achat me'en shalosh sagelihu, kol sheken shalosh berachot atzmam. See, what's the normal beracha you make on Gefen? Alagim, which is me'en shalosh, it's one beracha. So if one beracha covers it, which is a me'en shalosh is a compendium of the three berachot of the Birkat HaMazon. Kol sheken, the three berachot of the Birkat HaMazon would cover the yain. Ubalachot gedot namek katav, telo ba'el beruchim berkat yain la'acharav, which means you will not have to make a beracha charona until after Birkat HaMazon if you drink more wine. But if you're drinking before the Seudah and you have Birkat HaMazon, it'll cover the item, cover the wine. So that's basically what he was saying. I'm following Talmidei de Rav. This is what he wants. He says, this Pekat Mazon is a Heseh Adat. So comes the Gemara and says, Amemor, Umor Sutra, the Rav Asher, three rabbis. Havu Yadve Bisaudata. They were sitting in a Sauda. Vikae Alayu Ravaha Bered Rava. Also, the waiter or the Shamosh over that Sauda was what? Ravaha Bered Rava. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us that each rabbi over here acted differently regarding the berachot that he made on the wine that was served to him. And the Gemara is going to have to explain the logic of each rabbi, why he did what he did. Amemor barich al kol kasa v'kasa. Every cup that they brought to Amemor, he made another repri agefen. Umor zutra barich al kasa kama v'kasa batra. Which Umor zutra did like the students of Rav. He made a beracha on the first cup that they brought him during the Saudah, and the last cup that they made after Birkat Hamazon. Like we learned till now. Rav Asher barich akasa kama vetula barich. He only made a beracha on the first course, and after that, even on the course of Birkat Hamazon, he just drank without a beracha. So comes the Gemara, Amba lura vaha bar rava anan keman nabid. So Rav Asher said, who should we follow? What's the rationale behind each one of these rabbis? Amemor amas, Amemor said, listen, the reason why I made a course on a beracha on each one, nimlach ana. I was considered nimlach because I didn't know that they're going to bring another course, which means, or even more so, I intended to stop drinking after the first course. And therefore, my mind, I was finished. Then when they brought the next course, you know what? All right, I'll drink the second course. So since my mind was off it on each course, so I obligated myself to make a new beracha, which is the din. The other rabbi says, I'm following the students of Rav. The students of Rav hold that you make a beracha on the first course, that covers all the kosot until Birkat Hamazon. Birkat Hamazon is considered a Heseh Adat, and you have to make another beracha on the kosher Birkat Hamazon. V'Rav Asher Amar, Le Telcheta K'Tamidei D'Rav. He says, no, I'll prove with you that the beracha does not follow Tamidei D'Rav, and therefore you can make Birkat Hamazon and still drink the kosher Birkat Hamazon without a gefen. Where do you see this? He says, Deha Yom Tov Shachal Yot Ahar Shabbat. The scenario that we've been talking about on the Amud Rishon, Yom Tov that falls out on Moshe Shabbat. V'amar Rav, what did Rav say to do? Yakna, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Abdala. Now let's analyze what you did. You made Bure Priya Gefen. Then you interrupted it with a Kiddush, and a Ner, and a Havdala. And still what? You could drink the wine, which means we don't consider the other Berachot that you made after the Yayin, as a Heseh Hadad. So therefore, just like you make Yayin first, and then you put a Kiddush, and then you put a Neh, then you put a Havdalah, and you can still drink. And therefore, it doesn't break the Yayin. So too, when you make Gefen, now you make a Birkat Hamazon in between. So your Berakah Rishonah should still be available. That was the question or the proof that he wants to bring, that these Berakot are not considered a Heseh Hadad. So the look at the Bartanura for a second. I'm sorry, Bartanura. Look at the Rashbam. Ve'amar Rav Yakna. Ve'lo ba'el le'beruchim berkat burim pe'agifim tresunne. You don't have to make burim pe'agifim twice. Had a kiddush, had a avdala. Ve'adin the trek kaseh the kiddush ayom le'kat tamazon. So too, when it comes to the kiddush of the yom that you made before the Saudah, and berkat tamazon, you can use one course. It's like using one course for kiddush and avdala. It's not a So too here. Ve'kashal Rav. So now we have a question on Rav on Rav. Because why then did Rav Yema Saba tell them that they have to make another beracha? The chaura, the course of the Birkat Hamazon, should not be considered a hefsek. So the Gemara says, no. Velahi. It's not so. Hatam akar da'te mimishtiya. There's a big difference. He says over there, when you're making Birkat Hamazon, your mind finishes of the drink. Birkat Hamazon, you're closing off the Saudah. And therefore, after Birkat Hamazon, you have to start again making a new Berakah. But when you're making Kiddush and Havdalah, at the time that you made Bore Priya Gefen, you're making the Kiddush Havdalah right after that. Your mind is still on the Yayin, because you know you need the Yayin for both the Kiddush and Havdalah, and you're making it immediately. So therefore, it's not considered a Heseyah Hadab. Look at the Rashbam. Haka, Gabe Yakna, Lo Akar Da'te Mimishtiyah Sha'adayin Lo Shata. That's also Sevara. He didn't drink yet.
Right.
He's holding the cause in front of him. He said, what happened to Geffen? He didn't drink yet. So what does that mean? He's waiting for all the berachot. They're called Dator Lishtot. When it early, the Logan Sinekula had a Mecheta. Okay, today's had a different Gersa. Okay, fine. So comes the Gemara and says, let's just read the Rashbam.
You don't mind.
Well, out of order, but let's read the Rashbam of Letel Chetak Ketamide Derav. That was the opinion of Rav Asher. Letel Chetak Ketamide Derav. Kelomar ki uvdad Ketamide Derav le'el the Berkat Amazon lab asuhed dachtau. Right, because the students of Rav wanted to say the Berkat Amazon not considered a interruption. Rav Agav damar Havin Ebrich. And therefore, even if they say Havin Ebrich Share Lemishteh, which is really, you'd be allowed to drink. Just like Birkat HaMazon would not be considered a Hesei Adad, so therefore Havla V'Rabik also would not be considered a Hesei Adad. Afilu Ha'ke Letel Ketak Kerav Asher, Dekamu Lehu Rabah Mor Zutra B'Had Shitata. But the halakha is not going to follow Rav Asher, because anyway we have those two rabbis against him, meaning Rabah and Mor Zutra. V'Sarik L'Azor U'Barek Ala Yayin Shom Birkat HaMazon Bore Pri HaGefen Kemenhag Shelanu. And therefore, the Rashbam is giving you the halakha. He's telling you the halakha would be that after you make Birkat HaMazon, it is considered Se'arat Da'at, then we have to make another Borei Pri HaGefen. And if you made Havan Evrich, Asur, Lemishteh, Halakha Birkat HaMazon. Ve'od, Medaka Maiti Rav Asher Siyatam Vatet Derav, Lakshuta Midet Derav, Lakhisha, Medavre Rav, Rabban, Vekam Adir Gemara, Ve'lohi, Mekadet Nekadak Rav Asher. And from the fact that Rav Asher tried to bring a question from Rav to the students of Rav, and the Gemara answered it and said, "Velahi, that shows the halakha does not follow Rav Asher, because usually the halakha follows Rav Asher because he's from the later rabbis." So the Rashbam is going out of his way to tell us in this case that halakha does not follow Rav Asher. The halakha is going to follow the other opinions, Mor Zutra, etc. And Rava. That's going to say what? Once you make Birkat HaMazon, it's considered a Hesei Hadad. If we have to make another berakha, Borei Pri HaGefen on the new wine.
Amemor is not arguing though. They agree with him also.
Who is that?
Amemor.
Amemor is a different opinion. Right. Amemor could agree even. He just had a situation because he was Masih Adad from each course. Comes the Gemara and says. Kimatal Avdudeh. When they came to make Havdalah. Now we're going back. We're going back to the story that we had on the Amud Aleph where Rav Yaakov Bar Abba found himself in the house of Rava. So they gave us the story of Shabbat, where they were making the Kiddush, and then they were making the Kos Berkat HaMazon. Now they're fast-forwarding the story, when it came to Motzei Shabbat, what they do regarding the Havdalah. So it says, Kimata Le'avdule, when they came to make Havdalah, the Rashbam clearly says that, you can read it inside, Le'il Ka'e, Ahad Rav Yaakov Ar-Abba, Iklal Le'be Rava, Ba'u Uvda B'Sodat Shabbat Okim Na'a, that was on Sodat Shabbat itself. משום מה מלתדה כמשהו רוצה שבת תתחיל לבא לברך ברכת הבדלה ואגב גרע הייתי לה עובדה את הממור ומור זוטרה, which means it interrupted this Gemara with the story of הממור and מור זוטרה, but now it's going back to that original episode that we began the Gemara with. So comes the Gemara and says קם שמעה, so the servant got up ואדליק אבוקה משרגה. He took a torch, avukah, a torch, and he lit it from the candle. There was a candle that was there burning, but they didn't use the candle for the Havdalah. He went out of his way to use a torch. Torch meaning it has a lot of wicks. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar leh. So he told him, Rav Yaakov is asking Rava. Amar leh, lama la kol hai? Haman hashargah? You have the candle already. You have the one wick. What are you going out of your way to
torch it?
So Amar Leh. So Rava says, Shama b'dachte d'nav sheik avid. What do you want from me? Did I tell him to do it? The servant went on his own and did it. What are you asking on me for? The servant went and took the torch and he lit it. So Rav Yaakov says, no, impossible. Amar Leh. Ilo shami ale mine demor lo ava avid. If he didn't hear this once from you that this is an important item, he would have done it on his own.
Don't sketch me.
So Amar Leh. So then Rava finally gives him his reason. לא סבל לאמור אבוקד הבדלה מצווה מן המובחר. He says, well, don't you hold that avuka is a mitzvah מן המובחר? So therefore, that's the real reason why he did it, in order to show that that is the עיקר mitzvah. And the Mefarshim, you do have questions like why did he hold back the information at first. So in order to understand this give and take between Rabbi Yaakov and Rava, so we have an interpretation of the Mordechi. The Mordechi asks that, you know, why did Rava withhold the information? Rabbi Yaakov says, what is he going after Avukad? Rava says, well, he did it on his own. And then after he presses him, he comes along and tells him, okay, because it's a mitzvah min habuchar. Why don't you just answer from the beginning that it's a mitzvah min habuchar? So he brings from the Maharim Mikurbil that says Rava did not understand the question originally. Which means Rava thought that Rabbi Yaakov understood that Avuka is Adif, Avuka is better. But he just thought that he was asking a question over here. You have the Ner already lit. You have the Shargah. So he said, you know, I know that Avuka is better. But that's if you're doing it like a Tahila. But if you have already a Ner, why would the Shamash go out of his way to take an Avuka if the Ner is there already? So Rava really agreed to that. And Rava was telling him, you're right, the Shamosh did it on his own. So then, when Rabbi Yaakov asked back, he says, "Nay, the Shamosh and me went out of his way to do it, he must have seen it from you." Rava understood that Rabbi Yaakov was not even familiar with the law of Avukah at all. Not only in a case where there's a Ner, even when there's no Ner to do it like a Daila. So therefore, Rava came along and told him, no, there is a Deen of Mitzvah and Abuvhar, he was an Avukah. Now the question is why? Why was an Avukah Mitzvah and Abuvhar? So there's different opinions. The Ran writes, because since we make the Barakah of Borim Me'oreh Ha'ish, which is we're talking about the different lights that are in the fire. So therefore, when you have an Avukah, it's more noticeable the different colors and the different lights of the flame. The Levush just writes a simple reason. He says, "Mepene sheora meruba," but it just has more light. Now, that is the halakha. That's the ketela. The way we also do it on Motzei Shabbat. Baruch Anu Al Yolam.